Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio. Thank you for joining us today. Now, we're going to be chatting with a festival curator. I like chatting to festival curators. Mona Foma. What's that all about, Brian Ritchie?
Mona Foma means Museum of Old and New Art, Festival of Music and Art in Tasmania.
In Tasmania. Now, when's this all taking place?
Starts on January 16th and runs through the 20th, although now we've added another day on the 21st, which is going to be a bushfire benefit concert.
Fantastic
so
idea.
We've added an extra day, plus on the 23rd we have Elvis Costello as kind of an encore presentation.
Oh, how cool. Now, Elvis Costello, is he married to Diana Krall?
I think he is,
that's right.
We only have him. I'd like to have both of them.
Yeah. So tell us about the festival this year. What have you got coming up?
Well, we've got Elvis and David Byrne would be probably the two biggest artists. But because we're affiliated with MONA, which is the great art museum down here in Hobart, we've got also visual art, such as Robin Fox's giant theremin, which is kind of a sculptural musical instrument that people can play. And we've got fantastic classical music, opera, hip-hop, jazz, everything. It's a pretty wide-ranging festival.
Now, have you got lots of acts coming in from other states and around the world?
It's about one-third Tasmanian, one-third Australian, and one-third international or sometimes interplanetary, depending on how they feel about it.
Now, where's it all taking place? Can you tell us details about that?
Our main venue is Prince's Wharf 1, which is a vintage wharf, which has historic status. It's a huge, wide-open kind of warehouse-type structure on the waterfront in Hobart. Mm-hmm. And then we have satellite venues such as Town Hall, City Hall, the Theatre Royal, which is the oldest continuously operating theatre in Australia, and it's a beautiful little gem. And the Baha'i Centre, St. Mary's Cathedral. So all of these things are within walking distance of each other, so if people come down, they can just walk from venue to venue, and it's really a lot of fun, especially at this time of year.
Yeah, now I just noticed here, if families are down around that way, if you're under 12, you're admitted free, so that's good.
And we also give a 20% discount to parents who bring their kids.
Oh, that's really nice. Now tell me, where can we get tickets for this fantastic event?
www.mofo.net.au. We'll give you all the information you need to know, including a downloadable program, PDF, and everything.
Now, I was going to ask you one other question. Being a festival curator, how do you come up with these types of ideas for these types of shows? And when you're looking for acts, what are you looking for?
Well, as you notice, we don't particularly concentrate on a style of music. So what I concentrate on is an attitude towards making music. And it's always the musicians who are really stretching themselves, trying new things. People who, over the course of their musical history, have sought out new ideas. Mm-hmm. So that's how I choose the artist, not based on, like, it's not a rock festival or any particular kind of festival.
Now, for next year, if people want to get involved, do they just contact you directly or go through the website to be a performer?
Yeah, I'm accessible. I'm pretty accessible. You can even contact me on Facebook.
Fantastic. All right. Well, Brian Ritchie, thank you very much for joining us on today's program, talking about Mona Foma, the big festival down there in Tasmania. And that's taking place between January 16th right through to the 20th. And then you've got that special benefit concert on the 21st for the bushfires. Great idea. Thank you for your time today, Brian.
Thanks so much.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.